Brett Johnson was dubbed by the Secret Service as the original Internet Godfather for his role in organizing the first cybercrime community known as the Shadow Crew. He spent several stints in prison for convictions of 39 different felonies related to Internet fraud and other crimes. Now Johnson is giving advice to law enforcement and the general public on how to avoid getting scammed. He says one big factor nowadays is what is called the dark web, an underground version of the Internet.
On the dark web, you've got dedicated marketplaces, you've got dedicated forums that talk about nothing but criminal activity, and that could be drug trafficking, human trafficking, financial cybercrime, any number of things like that.
Johnson told a large AARP crowd Wednesday in Spokane Valley how the dark web can be used by criminals to purchase personal information that can be used to create fake bank and credit accounts or clean out existing ones. He says everyone needs to realize their information is already out there for the criminals to pick up.
Last year, 1,500 reported breaches, 2.6 billion records compromised just last year. So we have to start accepting that our personal information has already been compromised.
Johnson says everyone should instigate a credit freeze for all of their family, including children.
The problem is it works great for children, but for adults, again, it just stops new account fraud. In 2018, new account fraud was only 4% of overall fraud. So the other 96% are existing accounts. So you have to monitor your accounts and you have to place alerts on the existing accounts where you can.
Johnson advises to put the lowest dollar amount on those alerts so you can see any activity that takes place in all of your accounts. And he says the easiest way to protect yourself is to pay attention to creating good passwords and change them regularly.
The answer to that right now is using a password manager. A password manager, it takes the problem of picking a secure password out of your hands. It does that for you. It logs in for you. It changes the passwords for you. It does all of that. So I advise right now to use a password manager until we come up with some other solution that hopefully gets rid of passwords altogether in the future.
He says 80% of people use the same passwords on multiple websites, a serious mistake. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.